Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. And today we're going to talk about something more about the supply chain, and specifically, can the supply chain be both efficient and responsive? Now, this is kind of an interesting question because it's sort of a question that, you know, a lot of people ask and they want to know, you know, can a supply chain be both efficient and be able to respond quickly to changes? And the answer to that is yes, a supply chain can and should be both efficient and responsive. And I'm going to go through and talk about some of the different things and what it means to have an efficient and responsive supply chain. Essentially, for a company to survive and thrive in today's world, a supply chain should be efficient and responsive. I think that anyone who's lived through the COVID-19 era, you know, fully understands like we do here that there's changes taking place. And you as a company have to be able to go with many of the changes. Things like AI are coming in a huge way. And so AI is changing the face of how we do many things. In today's world, the acceleration of change is so huge compared to what it was in the past that as a person in the global supply chain, you need to be able to be both efficient and responsive. If not, basically, you will be left behind. In my own industry, which is home decor and home furnishing, I've been quite surprised of how slow many companies have been to make many changes. But of course, that is now changing. Many of those companies that were slow to make the changes in the past are also the ones that may no longer be in business. Because there's so much that's happening today with technology that you have to be able to use technology or to be able to go with the changes in a huge way. There's five things to have an efficient supply chain. There's five things that a company can do. And, you know, here are some of these five basic things. These are basic things that anyone should do who's in a global supply chain. Number one is that find and use dependable suppliers. You know, I've been a supplier for quite a while. I've worked with suppliers, worked with vendors. This, of course, is one of the most important things you can do is to find somebody who is dependable and that you yourself be the kind of dependable supplier that somebody else wants to have. The next thing is to develop your employees. You know, human capital is still extremely important. We think today, well, AI is going to take over. Yes, AI is going to take over to some extent, but the humans need to be able to tell the AI what to do and how to do it. So you really still need that human capital. Companies that invest in training, teaching, and developing the right employees will help to be able to improve their supply chain efficiency. So there's, you know, lots of different things that you can do to help with this, but it's important that you develop your employees. I was talking to someone the other day and I said to them, you know, one of the hardest things to do as a business owner is to be able to allow your employees to make mistakes. You know, this hurts. It can be painful because sort of like, you know, the buck sort of stops with you as the owner, especially if it costs money. But at the end of the day, if you have a good employee and they learn from that, then it's worth everything. If you're always hoovering over them, then they become handicapped in that they will never make a decision or do anything without you there. You need to constantly look to improve your supply chain. This is something which companies should be doing. Look at areas, look at ways. How can we improve our supply chain? How can we make it better? What can we find to become better? What new products, what new items, what new things can we do? In my industry, it's a lot of new finishes, new techniques. How can we work with the factory? I've worked with many manufacturers. And I can tell you, even some of the biggest ones that you think are perfect are not. There's always going to be problems. So you need to be able to work with them and work through those things and work through those problems and get them to where you need them to be so that they become viable stakeholders. Use new technologies. There's so much great new technology out there that, you know, use new technology to help you to eliminate some of the careless mistakes or to be able to help you to be able to save time. I'm a great believer in AI. I really use AI like every single day I'm using AI in some way. I'm a great believer in it. I use it to be able to help me with my work in many, many different ways. So really, you know, if you want to be able to help you eliminate mistakes, help you to become better, don't be afraid to embrace technology. You know, keep track of everything. You know, keep track of the stock, keep track of the issues that may arise. Keep track of things so you know what the issues are. A responsive supply chain you know, is a sensitive supply chain. I really love that word, sensitive. It's sort of like the sensitive part of the supply chain, or the emotional part of the supply chain, that can keep up with customer requirements. You know, our responsive supply chain will respond quickly to what customers want to require. You know, we are constantly creating, developing, and manufacturing for the home decor and home furnishing industry. So we need to constantly be looking at new techniques, new finishes, new trends, you know, new things that are going on. We constantly need to be able to have that in the back of our mind. How are we going to change? How are we going to become better? How are we going to improve ourselves? How are we going to use the technology to become better? You know, many companies cannot pivot or change what customers want. You know, a great example of a company that could pivot and change was Amazon. Amazon started as an online bookseller, while Barnes & Noble built the brick-and-mortar stores. Now, Amazon is much larger than Barnes & Noble. At the time, you know, Barnes & Noble didn't think that, you know, Amazon was even a threat. They didn't see them as a threat. They said people are still going to want to come into the bookstores. They want to come to be leafed through, buy through the books. They didn't have the vision to see what was going to happen in the future. So they basically allowed, you know, Amazon to come in and to, you know, upset the entire market, or, you know, by basically they came sort of snuck in through the back door. And now Amazon, everyone knows their name. And when you think about books, most people think about Kindle. They don't think about going to an Amazon store to be able to look for books or to buy books. So you need to be able to really pivot and change as a supply chain. Another story that I love about the change is essentially Netflix and blockbusters. Again, this has to go with disruptive innovation. If any of you know of the late Clay Christensen, who was the, you know, one of the greatest minds of his time, that talked a lot about disruptive innovation. Disruptive innovation is essentially what Amazon did with Barnes & Noble, what Netflix has done with blockbusters. They were companies that sort of came in through the back door, or you could say they sort of, you know, disrupted the entire supply chain, or they disrupted the entire business. They came in, you know, through using innovation. You know, the same thing with a supply, responsive supply chain. A responsive supply chain is looking for these things and saying, how can we change? How can we become better? What are the new things that are happening? What are the new trends? What are the new ways that we need to be looking and we need to be doing? How do we need to change? And the truth is, the world is constantly changing, and it's just going to continue to change faster and faster. So if you'd like to be able to learn more, read more about a supply chain can be both efficient and responsive, and why it is important with your own supply chain that you look and say, how can I be both efficient and responsive at the same time? And what are maybe some things we need to change that we need to be responsive to? We've written a blog on this. We will put a called Can a Supply Chain Be Both Efficient and Responsive? And we'll actually put a link to the blog into the description in case you'd be able to like to be able to read more and to be able to stand more. I think anyone who's lived through the COVID-19 era really, really understands this, that really you need to have a supply chain which is both efficient and responsive at the same time. This is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate your time. We appreciate you joining with us to be able to learn something each week about the global supply chain. We really are great believers that we should all be constantly learning, and especially in this world of constant change, there's all things that we can constantly be learning. So congratulations to you for listening to this and trying to learn something new. We'd like to also thank our technical team who helps get this out there to the world, specifically Rico for helping making this possible. And thank you, everyone.